Hey, happy Sunday. I'm reaching out to you from a very rainy Sydney with close to flood conditions as a nearby dam spilled over on Saturday night. So you might hear rainfall in the background. Hope that's okay. Also important to call out that if you search about Sydney floods on Twitter, you might find a waterfall at Sydney Harbour Bridge. That's not real. It's just photoshopped. Okay, so let's begin. Key updates from last week in digital. Sunday morning, I'll be the light. Here's a little bit of a game-changing update. Amazon announced S3 Object Lambda, a new capability to manage your data across multiple applications. Now, the way it works is, let's say you have an e-commerce application that generates data about customer interactions or orders or transactions, and you want to have an internal application that keeps track of what products were viewed, what products were ordered, so that it syncs with your internal supply chain systems. Now, to meet this use case, you can create either a new infrastructure that captures data from S3, transforms it, and then makes it available to the application, or manage additional infrastructure as a proxy layer around S3 to monitor and manage order data. Keep in mind that these both options are extremely costly to create, manage, and maintain. With this new capability of S3 Object Lambda, you can create a Lambda function that processes the data or transforms the data when you are retrieving it from that one single S3 location. This Lambda function is invoked when you are making the standard GET request. So essentially, you don't have to change any of your application code. I'm sure that this capability would bring a huge amount of cost savings for organizations across the world. Adobe and London School of Business published their study of digital transformation and customer experiences across businesses in Europe. Based on their research, they divided businesses into three categories: thrivers, hiders, and survivors. Thrivers were around 25% of European businesses experiencing very high returns from their digital investments. Hiders represented around 40% of the brands that were keeping their digital investments to bare minimum just to get by. And finally, there are survivors, which were the remaining 35% who have made dramatic spending cuts, hoping that this COVID-19 pandemic changes are extremely temporary. Now, you may say that there are also brands who invest heavily in digital but don't see any returns. So what are thrivers doing anything different? Well, they have answered that question as well, noting four important traits of thrivers. First was that leaders are hands-on are more open to change. The second trait found was that an organization culture built upon trust. Trait three was found to be rapid decision-making, also commonly known as fail fast, fail often culture. And finally, the last trait towards a dedication to continuous learning and upskilling across the organization. Now, further updates from Adobe. Adobe shared digital customer behaviors in 2020 with the Digital Economy Index report. Note that this data collected for the report is based upon terabytes of Adobe Analytics customer behavior data. The report states that a total of $844 billion were spent in the last 12 months since March of 2020, when the pandemic lockdown started. At the current speed, 2021 is expected to bring close to $930 billion and later on the path to become a trillion-dollar industry in 2022. Go ahead and check out Adobe's report for more details, and there are definitely insights that you can use for your digital initiatives. The link is in the description. Last week, Salesforce announced Admissions Connected, a new product offering that helps modernize the recruitment and admissions process for both college applicants and admission teams. Built from ground up with accessibility in mind, it aims to make application review processes extremely easy, as well as creating an ecosystem and an experience for new applicants to help with their application, with their college application. Salesforce also announced two new capabilities to their account-based marketing capabilities within Salesforce Digital 360. So if you are in the B2B digital marketing industry, this is news for you. The first one, Einstein Key Account identification uses artificial intelligence to surface accounts with highest likelihoods to purchase and provides strong recommendations to market and sell to these accounts. Next up, accounts as campaign members enables account-based marketing campaigns or ABM marketing campaigns that is personalized for every buyer within the top tier accounts. Best to check out the link in the description for more details and demos. Now the next update is related to the upcoming iOS 14 update, where every user would have to opt in or give permission to share their device ID with apps and browsers. Essentially, that would help pricing, personalized experiences, analytics, and so on for the digital user. Given the scary messaging on the opt-in screen, like for example, Sagar would like to track you across apps and websites owned by other companies, the industry is getting ready for a reduced number of users to actually opt in, and the consequent impact to delivering personalization across advertising and other capabilities. Now, AppsFlyer have developed a checklist required for advertising owners to adopt SCAD network integration, also known as SCAN. Now, SCAN or SCAD ad network is a group of policies and an integration approach which is different than the current method of integration. They are partnered with Liftoff Mobile to determine gotchas to migrate the advertising network to SCAN. Again, the link is in the description for detailed reading. And now, a digital success story from last week. Nike announced first ever quarter with $1 billion in digital revenue across the North American business. CEO John Donahoe further elaborated that Nike members are more engaged than ever, with an over 60% increase in monthly engaged users for the quarter, led by their sneakers app, where they are seeing around 4 times the engagement in monthly active users compared to last year. So congratulations to the amazing digital leaders at Nike. Someone waiting for me. When I see her, I know that she'll say, hey, 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 it's a beautiful.